Henry Dundas, 1st Viscount Melville, his bulbous features battered by the winds, his legs gunmetal bolted to his column of Colalo stone, stands sentinel above the grand grid of Edinburgh's new town. 140 feet tall, his view is horizoned in all directions. To the north, the Har of the Forth. To the south, the Pentland Hills with their ski-run scar. The east affords him a tantalising glimpse of the Pap of Berwick, and to the west, he gazes in astonishment as the giant metal birds glide to ground. He weighs 30 tons, grand, ornate, threatening. He has stolen a section of sky and made it forever Dundas-shaped. He really is the dog's boss. Far above the fray, he has never had to suffer the indignities that are visited daily upon his colleagues. No traffic cone has ever jauntily sat on his head. He will never be selfied by hen parties, never have a cold kebab thrust in his face, never feel the slowly cooling urine pooling around his feet. Pigeons, yes. He has shouldered his fair share of pigeon guano, but that goes with the territory. Even royalty, William, George and Victoria, far, far below him, know what it is to live as an avian lavatory.